What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well. But guys, follow, like, and share. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, welcome to the show and enjoy the episode.
I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My thighs still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus. The paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D Signs in Sports podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of your favorite sports entertainment podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere, guys, that you find your podcast. You know the deal, you know what it is. Today is another ad-free episode. Guys, we got a pretty relatively short episode again, like we usually have been. This one will probably be about 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes at the very most, and that's stretching it, and that's like maxing it out. But today, according to ChatGPT, we are going to talk about the top 10 teams in the NFL since 2000. This is by the Game Day Graphic. According to ChatGPT, the top 10 teams since 2000. And let's just kind of, before we do get into it, guys, on Spotify, Pretty as Fuck just dropped 12 days ago, 2 weeks ago. It is right now at 5,300 views. 5,300 streams. Guys, go ahead and go and run that up. Go listen to Pretty as Fuck. I know I got some listeners from the UK, from London town. Shout out to them. Shout out to everybody that's rocking with the music. Go listen to Pretty as Fuck, Invested, Rookie of the Year, Really, I'm Just Saying, Mr. Nice Guy, Sipping Champagne, Group Chat, I Swear, guys, RM3, there's a bunch of songs that you could check out. Check out True Right Low, check out Tone G, True JB, and The Realest Underground Entertainment. Also check out Chach with the Heat, all on Spotify. Bunch of good music, guys. I've showed y'all some here, and we've played unreleased tracks. We played tracks that have hit before, tracks that have missed. We've played you a plethora of different types of music, good, bad, okay, you know what I mean? So we just want to entertain you guys. This is a sports entertainment podcast, as we said. But let's get into the graphic and let's start this episode and let's get into it. Now that we are officially 5 minutes into this, we are 4:55 going into 5 minutes. The top 10 teams since 2000, according to ChatGPT. This is the Game Day NFL. Again, I'm just going to say that one more time. Guys, we're going to start from number 10. Number 10 on the list is the 2019 Kansas City Chiefs. Number 9 is the 2005 Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 8 is the 2002 Buccaneers. Number 7 is the 2015 Carolina Panthers. 2004. Oh, number 6, 2004 Eagles. Number 5, 2000 Ravens. Number 4, 2016 Patriots. Number 3, 2009 Saints. Number 2, 2013 Seahawks. And number 1, the 2007 Patriots. Those were the top 10 teams since 2000. I'm going to run that down again. Number 1 is 2007 Patriots. Number 2 is the 2013 Seahawks. Number 3 is the 2009 Saints. Number 4, 2016 Patriots. Number 5, 2000 Ravens. Number 6, 2004 Eagles. Number 7, 2015 Panthers. Number 8, 2002 Buccaneers. Number 9, 2005 Steelers. Number 10, 2019 Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs being the most recent team on there. Pat Mahomes leading the dynastic Kansas City Chiefs at the moment. 2005 Steelers was Ben Roethlisberger. 2002 Buccaneers was John Gruden. 2015 Panthers was Cam Newton. 2004 Eagles, Donovan McNabb and David Akers. Brian Westbrook, Brian Dawkins. 2000 Ravens, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed. 2016 Patriots, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski. Number 3, the 2009 Saints, Drew Brees, Super Bowl. Number 2, 2013 Seahawks. 2013, I believe, wasn't Matt Hasselbeck. That was Russell Wilson. 2013 to 2015. And the 2007 Patriots was Tom Brady and Randy Moss. That was the 50 touchdown year for Tom Brady. Guys, because this graphic and these graphics are so short and they're so kind of simple to go through, we're going to go through a couple of graphics. We're going to talk about, you know, a few graphics here and there. I haven't really decided 100% which one I'm going to go with, but I think what I'm going to do is I am going to go the most NFL wins in NFL history per team. This is since 1920, the game day NFL graphic. This is the most NFL wins by each NFL team. And let's just see where your team stands, my team stands. Let's see where everybody stands as far as the most wins in the NFL since 1920. The last on the list is the Texans with 142 wins. The Jaguars with 189 wins. The Panthers with 212 wins. The Ravens with 243. The Buccaneers with 299. The Atlanta Falcons with 383, tied with the Seattle Seahawks. The Cincinnati Bengals just getting over them with 385 wins. The New Orleans Saints with 403. The New York Jets with 421. The Buffalo Bills with 462. The Tennessee Titans with 470. The LA Chargers, formerly known as the San Diego Chargers, 478. The Dolphins, 485. The Las Vegas Raiders, formerly known as the Oakland Raiders, 497. The Denver Broncos, 500 wins. The Cleveland Browns, 501 wins. The Minnesota Vikings, 516 wins. The Kansas City Chiefs with 521 wins. The New England Patriots with 537. So that's two of the most prominent dynasties of the modern day and especially of the 21st century. The Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots. And both are here at 521 wins and 537. Below them is the Minnesota Vikings, 516, and above them is the Indianapolis Colts with 547, the Dallas Cowboys with 550, the San Francisco 49ers with 574, of course. Why am I not surprised about that? the Detroit Lions, that one's actually pretty surprising, 579 wins. The Arizona Cardinals, 581. the LA Rams, formerly known as the St. Louis Rams, 604. The Philadelphia Eagles, 613. The Washington Commanders, 625. The Steelers, 661. The New York Giants, 715. The Chicago Bears, 786. And the Green Bay Packers topping the list at 790 wins. So the lowest team was the Houston Texans with 142 wins and the Green Bay Packers with the most wins, 790. Where did your team rank, guys? What team are you guys a fan of? Go ahead and drop that in the comments of this episode. Drop it on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you follow the podcast, anywhere that you listen, go and leave that comment. Leave it in the Discord at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Which one surprised you most? What was your team? As you know, our team is the Dallas Cowboys. They have 550 total wins since 1920. And the New York Jets with 421 wins since 1920. The biggest surprises to me on this whole list were the New York Giants being number 3, Washington Commanders being number 5, Eagles being number 6 because, you know, Detroit Lions being number 9, the Patriots and the Chiefs being number 13 and 14, the Cleveland Browns being number 17, being in the top half, 16, I'm sorry. And I think that's about it. I don't think there's anybody else here that I am like truly surprised. If anything, I thought the Saints would be higher. But other than that, and the Colts probably would be lower. And the Ravens, I thought, would be higher as well instead of 243. But that says a lot about how young the organization is that they only have 200 wins in 100 years. So that being said, guys, that was the second graphic that we're going to go over. The final graphic that we're going to talk about is, according to ChatGPT, the best head coaches since 2000. This is the Game Day graphic as well. So shout out to the Game Day graphic. Everything that we've done today has been on your account. The best head coaches since 2010, top 10, have been number 1, Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots. Number 2, Tony Dungy, the Indianapolis Colts. Number 3, Mike Tomlin, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 4, Andy Reid, Kansas City Chiefs. Number 5, Sean Payton with the Denver Broncos, but formerly with the New Orleans Saints. John Harbaugh, number 6 with the Baltimore Ravens. Tom Coughlin, number 7 with the New York Giants. Pete Carroll, number 8 with the Seattle Seahawks. And Bill Cowher, number 9 with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And ending the list, guys, at number 10, the 2002 Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, John Gruden, ending out the list at number 10. So from 10 to 1, that is John Gruden, Bill Cowher, Pete Carroll, Tom Coughlin, John Harbaugh, Sean Payton, Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, Tony Dungy, and Bill Belichick. That is the top 10 head coaches since 2000, according to ChatGPT. I've been seeing a lot of these ChatGPT rankings and stuff like that. And, you know, it just kind of is an easier way to just, hey, what do y'all think? Instead of having to analyze it and, you know, actually do the work and, you know, put that extra effort into creating your own list and doing something for yourself. You know what I mean? But last thing I want to talk about, guys, before we close out this episode, because we're 15 minutes in. Last graphic we're going to cover is the NFL combined records over the last 3 seasons. I know that this one's a little weird. It's a little 3 seasons. Like, where does that come from? But in the AFC, we're going to go from number 1 to number 16. And then for the opposite side, the NFC, we're going to go 1 through 16 as well. In the AFC, number 1 is the Kansas City Chiefs, 40-10 over the last 3 years. The Buffalo Bills, number 2, 37-12. Number 3, the Pittsburgh Steelers, 30-19-1. Number 4, the Tennessee Titans, 30-20. Number 5, the Baltimore Ravens, 29-21. Number 6, the Miami Dolphins, 28-22. Number 7, the Cincinnati Bengals, 26-22-1. Number 8, the Cleveland Browns, 26-24, tied with the LA Chargers at number 9, formerly known as the San Diego Chargers, 26-24. The New England Patriots, number 10, 25-25. 11, the Indianapolis Colts, 24-25-1. Number 12, the Las Vegas Raiders, formerly known as the Oakland Raiders, 24-26. This is where you start, I guess, started getting to the below 500 teams over the last 3 years. These are especially bad. It takes a real big drop off. Number 13, the Denver Broncos, 17-33. Number 14, the Jacksonville Jaguars, 13-37, tied at with number 15, New York Jets, 13-37 as well. And then you have the Houston Texans, number 16, with 11 wins, 31 losses, and one tie. In the NFC, starting with number 1, we have the Green Bay Packers, 34-16. Number 2, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 32-18 over the last 3 years. Number 3, the Dallas Cowboys, 30-20. Number 4, the San Francisco 49ers, 29-21. Number 5, the Minnesota Vikings, 28-22. Number 5, 6, and 7 are all tied at 28-22. That's the Minnesota Vikings, the New Orleans Saints, and the Seattle Seahawks. Number 8, the Philadelphia Eagles, 27-22-1. Number 9, the LA Rams, 27-23. Number 10, the Arizona Cardinals, 23-27. Number 11, the Washington Commanders, 22-27-1. Number 12, the New York Giants, 19-30-1. Number 13, the Atlanta Falcons, 18-32. Number 14, the Detroit Lions, 17-32-1. Number 15, the Carolina Panthers, 17-33. And number 15, the Chicago Bears, 17-33, tied with the Panthers for 15-16. So over the last three seasons, guys, that has been the NFL's combined records for each team in the AFC and NFC. The highest in the AFC, 40-10. Highest in the NFC, 34-16. Lowest in the AFC, 11-31-1. And lowest in the NFC, 17-33. So the NFC has more teams that are probably around close to each other's, you know what I mean, level of talent over the last 3 years. Meanwhile, the AFC has had a clear upper echelon of teams in there, especially their top five, top six. In the NFC, you have kind of 330-win teams over the last 3 years, and you have the rest 20s all the way down to 27, and then it drops to 23, 22, 19, 18, 17, 17, 17. In the AFC, you have 40, 37, 30, 30, 29, 28, 26, 26, 25, 24, 24, then it drops to 17, 13, 13, 11. So the AFC has a lower floor. NFC has a higher floor. AFC has a higher ceiling. NFC has a lower ceiling. So yeah, guys, that was three graphics. We kind of, we went through it. We got through it. We did it. We went at it. As I said, it was going to be a short episode. We are continuing to put these episodes together. We are continuing to gain momentum. We are continuing to get back into the swing of things. These episodes are shorter, guys. They are shorter. They are less than 30 minutes. They are less than 40 minutes, less than the usual 1 hour. But we do these shows for you guys. That way you have something to listen to on a weekly basis. These shows drop every Friday. Because if we didn't do them, then we'd just be doing the monthly show at the end of the week, at the end of the month with Mia Made It. And we want to give you more, you know. I'm not sure how it's going to work once fantasy football season starts and we have 17 episodes that I'm going to have to record for the fantasy football season. But if you would like to join the Fantasy Football League, the 3&D Fantasy Football League, Join the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Discord server. Hit us up anywhere that I told you could find us. And let us know that you want to be involved, that you want to join, that you want to take part. It's fairly inexpensive, or you can, you know, pay a lot to get in and try to win the big bucks, try to win the ring, try to win the trophy, try to win the belt, whatever it is that we give away. But it was fun last year, guys. This will be year two of the 3ND FFL. I hope you guys plan on joining. I hope you guys plan on tuning in, continuing to tune in whenever that happens. Again, I don't know if we'll be able to do regular episodes like this. I don't know if we're going to do 18 straight weeks of just fantasy football. I don't know yet, but I'll let you guys know. You guys will figure it out as we continue week by week by week. But we will get there, and I can't wait, and I appreciate you guys for sticking around. But for now, I got to attend to the group chat. Go check out Spotify, DIG, The Realest Underground Entertainment, and everybody who rocks with us. Guys, we'll see you on the next one.
The Realest Underground Entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The Realest Underground Entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, The Realest Underground Entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out The Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from The Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of The Realest Underground Entertainment, The Realest Underground Entertainment, The Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get with the times and we got to get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, Baked Goods, Delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.
Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports, Signs in Sports Marketing Agency.